Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Thursday, getting very close to the weekend, and I love this news that we're going to have some cooler weather late Thanksgiving or Black Friday. Ohio police are addressing this issue of Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders' home being invaded. They've got a surveillance camera of people entering the home, and apparently they stole like $2,000 worth of goods. And, you know, this has happened to a number of people. Joe Burrow and others have had their homes robbed, basketball players too. These, and this might be some orchestrated crime ring. They target athletes who are on the court or on the field at the time, and they target their homes while the players are busy. And they, I mean, these players have like really valuable stuff, and so they go in and steal stuff. I would think that it would be easier to make your home less likely to be penetrated. But I mean, I guess you could always break a window. I would think that maybe, but the police, I mean, the police couldn't be at like every top player's home every time they're on the court or on the field. I mean, that's not possible. But it's sad. I mean, if you think about it, the criminals are smart. You know, they're going, hey, the player, and I guess everybody who cares about him, they're at the game. The house is empty. They've got expensive stuff. We're going to go in and steal stuff. So the last one that we know about is Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders, who I think is starting this weekend. Is that right? I think he's starting this weekend. Stole about $200,000 worth of stuff. Saints coach Kellen Moore says the Saints are recharged and they're ready, and says that the bye week is not necessarily about relaxing. It's about getting recharged physically and mentally. And I have talked about how the Saints have not always done well after a bye week. Sometimes they make it seem like the bye is still going on. And I've seen this when I've been in the Dome and the Saints come off a bye and it's, you know, kind of lackadaisical. It happens too often. And teams are also supposed to own home field advantage. Now, no team can win all the time at home. Even great teams get beaten at home. But when you're at home coming off a bye week, you really should be charged up. And the Saints are always charged up when they come out of the tunnel and the music is playing and the flames and the smoke going off. That's all really cool. They're all jazzed up. And boy, sometimes that first series, it just looks like they're snoozing. But I think this week is going to be different. And I don't know why. I just have a feeling that that the team is ready. I think the team is so high off the win over the Panthers, and so high off the idea that their quarterback, the quarterback that they believe is going to be their quarterback, Tyler Shough, is behind center. I think they're rallying around that, and I think they're playing for him. And I think this is going to be a really great game Sunday, and I think the Saints are going to kick the Falcons' ass Sunday. And let this be the beginning of the Saints recapturing Dome Field advantage. And let's be loud. I'm going to be there Sunday. You know, let's make noise. I'm looking forward to that game. I went to the Pelicans game last night, and they were way behind. I mean, they caught up. They only lost by 7, which, based on how far they were behind, that was kind of miraculous. But you know, I mean, I was there. I've gone to 2 games so far, so I'm going to be going to as many as I can. And, you know, there are very inexpensive tickets available, and you know, you still feel part of the game, even if you're in the upper deck. Or sometimes, you know, you can maybe find another seat to sit in. But even if you're upstairs, between being able to see the court and the video that's right there, the big video screen that's right there, you feel very involved in the game. And I've been up there for part of a game, and I felt very involved in the game. And we need to support the Pelicans. As I have said, also, I think that Gail Benson and the management of the Pelicans need to find a coach for these guys. They need to know who to rally around. They need to find the person who's going to lead them, and they need to find him as soon as possible. Because, you know, I know the season is just beginning, and there's plenty of time for the Pelicans to recover and make it to the playoffs. But they have to start getting it together. So the sooner they get a great coach, the better. But I would think that they have the assets to get the best coach available. Also, Zion was on the court last night, and he seemed a little rusty because you can't duplicate in practice what happens on the court. And he looked a little rusty at times, but I'll tell you, when he gets that ball and he's around the top of the circle, and man, he starts to work his way in, he is a beast. I mean, he can be so awesome. And he's fun to watch, but I mean, he did miss some easy shots, and I don't think he was, game ready. You know, I mean, he needs to play more games, and again, he's been injured too many times. So there is a study that's been done. This is according to the Pew Research Center. 50% of Americans consider football to be the national sport. You know, when my dad was young and growing up, baseball was the great American pastime, but now it's football. 27% say baseball is the national sport. 8% say basketball. That kind of surprises me. Soccer and auto racing tied at 3%, and hockey was at 1%. Come on, man. You got to love hockey.
They're all wrong, Scoop.
You got to love hockey. What do you think is the national sport?
Professional wrestling is America's number one sport of all time. You can't beat that. You cannot beat professional. It's all there. It's all there, right there. One-on-one, two-on-two tag matches. Women can get involved. Chairs, ladders and tables. Yep. Sometimes flamethrowers.
You got to love a sport that allows all that stuff to be part of it.
Yeah. Tanning, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of tanning. They do a lot of tanning, don't they? I bet they've I bet they've got tanning beds right back in the
backstage. They use the spray tan.
They use the spray tan.
They wipe it off.
Okay. All right. So let me run through a list of the cities that have the top sports fans. Number 10, Miami. Number 9, Washington, D.C. Number 8, Kansas City. 7, San Francisco. 6, Philadelphia. 5, Dallas. 4, New York. 3, Pittsburgh, 2, Los Angeles, and the number one city for sports fans is Boston, Massachusetts. Not even New York. Maybe there's just too many teams in New York.
Boston.
Or maybe they're just too distracted. Boston. We're going to Boston. So, look, I think this has to do with the fact that all of the cities that I just mentioned have baseball teams and basketball teams and football teams and hockey teams, and so it's a little different. But when it comes to dedicated fans, fans who are dedicated to the core, I will put New Orleans against any of our fans. I mean, against any fans anywhere. Now, we're not showing up for the Pelicans games. I hope that changes. But when it comes to the Saints, I'll put our fans against any fans. As I mentioned earlier, the reason we're never going to achieve the noise level record, I think it's either Seattle or Kansas City, the decibel record. The reason we're not going to reach that is because the dome was also built for concerts. So there's an acoustic element to the dome which does not allow us to get as raw. The sound is not as raw as it is in, say, an outdoor stadium, but we're still damn loud. And when you're in that dome and that crowd is cheering and making noise, you can't hear anything. And when you're down on that field, you can't hear anything. And I believe that the game is going to be really noisy Sunday afternoon. Kickoff time, 3:25. You'll hear it right here on WWL. Tune into the pregame, and all of that begins, you know, really early. So it's just it's a full day of football, and it starts off really early. You know, the Saints are 2-8, the Falcons are 3-7. Now, look, don't underestimate Kirk Cousins. You know, the guy's a good quarterback, and sometimes the Saints defense makes good quarterbacks look like great quarterbacks. But I think our young defense is defensive backs are going to be fired up for Sunday, and I'm excited about the game. But look, it all starts Sunday morning at 11 o'clock with Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak for the Caesars Sportsbook First Take. And then at 1 o'clock, join Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff. Go inside the Loge level. It's Gate B, the atrium area there. That is presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator Services. And also at 3:25, it's the kickoff. And then after, join Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, for the point after, live from the Swamp Room Bar and Grill, 5,400 veterans in Metairie. Basically, veterans and I think Green Acres Drive, and it's just off the veterans exit. If you get off the veterans exit, turn right off the I-10, get off the veterans exit, turn right, and it's just down a block or so. So, yeah, Saints, Falcons, it's a big deal. And, you know, I want to just take a moment to remind you that it's important for us to tolerate Falcons fans. It's not their fault. I mean, they're Falcons fans, and I believe, and this is my belief, and I know this is controversial, but I believe that Falcons fans are born that way. I mean, who would choose? Who would choose that lifestyle? I mean, nobody. I mean, you got to wear those colors, red and black. You got to wear those. No, but nobody would do that. You know, Falcons fans, they've got their own clothes, their own style. And did you know that in Atlanta, they have bars that cater to Falcons fans? I mean, Falcons fans are in there dancing with each other. Some are hugging and kissing. So look, the point is, a lot of Falcons fans are going to come here for the game this weekend. They're going to be in town all weekend. If you're downtown with your kids and you happen to see, let's say, Falcons fans in public kissing each other, and your kids might wonder, Mom, Dad, I mean, why are those two Falcons fans kissing each other? I think you just explained that they're born that way. I mean, you know, don't go into any kind of heated discussion about it. Just leave it at that. You know, they're born that way. I think we have to accept that. You know, you might consider it to be an abomination. I understand that. A lot of people do. And it's just something that I think we need to better tolerate and not be so critical. Because again, there's no scientific evidence, but I believe that you're born that way, because nobody would choose that lifestyle if they didn't have to. Okay, let's go to Coleman with a couple of your text messages.
Yeah, concerning the Saints and fan noise, Pat says, Scoot, I'm with you. The dome will be rocking and packed full of Falcons fans.
No, it's going to be. Unfortunately, a lot of Saints fans are going to sell their tickets. And let's say you walk to the bathroom, or you walk to get a drink or get some snack, if you hear a loud noise, that doesn't mean the Saints did something good. It might mean the Falcons did something good, because there will be a lot of red and black and a lot of Falcons fans there. And again, you know, you might be in some seats near some Falcons fans, and, you know, they're going to be celebrating, and they're going to be wearing the clothes that they wear. And Mom, Dad, why do they dress like that? Oh, you know, it's just their lifestyle.
All right, a couple more. This one says, I've been following Tyler Shuck on social media, and he's in a good place. He has a good head on his shoulders. There's plenty of pictures of his family and plenty of pictures of him practicing.
Good, good. I'm happy. I think he is. But look, here's one cautionary thing. I've talked about this a lot before, and I know that this happens. It's called spontaneous recovery. Sometimes we try too hard to do things. For example, if you don't do something for a long time, like play, I'll use golf as an example. If you don't play golf for a long time and you go out and play golf, you don't expect anything of yourself. And you're just out there doing, you know, you're out there just playing golf. You don't put pressure on yourself because it's been a long time since you played. You're probably going to play a really great round. the next time you go out, you're going to try to top the first time you went out recently. And you're going to put pressure on yourself. Well, if I was that good and I hadn't done it in a long time, think how great I'm going to be now. And you try even harder. That stifles you from being as good as you can be. Because we have a conscious self and a subconscious self, and our conscious self sometimes gets in the way of our subconscious self being as great as it can be. So if Tyler Shuck goes out there and tries too hard to beat what he did against the Panthers, to be even better than that, he might choke. He might not do as well. But if he just goes out there and relaxes and just lets his let his talent do the job, he'll be great.
All right. An inquiring texter wants to know, as per your conversation about your Pelicans attendance yesterday.
Yeah.
This Sunday, when you go to the Saints game, are you going to buy the cheap ticket and then make your way down to the expensive seats?
Well, there are going to be a lot of people in those expensive seats. It's not the same when you go to a Saints game because those seats are pretty much taken up. But, I mean, I would never do anything like that.
Not you, Scoot, never.
No, not me. No, not me. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get right back with your comments, and we've got some news items to get to as well. Coming up next, actually, we're going to talk to Kevin Todd. Kevin Todd with thesportsbrokers.com is going to give you a free, because you're part of our audience, he's going to give you a free pick this weekend, and the guy is amazingly accurate. So we'll have a conversation with him coming up next. I'm Scoot. Thursday afternoon on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, it's time for Kevin Todd with thesportsbrokers.com on Thursday Night Football. From last season to this season, Kevin is 18-7. Nobody gets it right all the time, but that is incredible. 18-7. Kevin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Not only is it 18-7, it's 18-7 against the spread, Scoot.
That's amazing. That's great. Many times you say take a team in the points because you think they're going to win outright, and they do.
Well, when I do give out a dog, I normally expect them to win the game outright. Getting the points is a gift. And let me tell you, we got a great matchup tonight. We got Buffalo at Houston with huge playoff implications on this game. And let me tell you, folks, this is an inner circle for my clients where I'm having them move 4 to 5 times their normal wager. And best of all, folks, because I want to earn your business, I'm going to give you this information for free tonight, Buffalo at Houston. In fact, I love this game so much, Scoot, that if I lose this game, I'm going to give each and every caller the remaining month of November free. Because remember, folks, we got a lot of games coming up now because of the holidays. Thanksgiving, in the last 3 years, I've gone 2-0 the last 3 years on Thanksgiving NFL, and tonight's information is free. All you need to do, folks, is pick up the phone and you dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You get tonight's game, Buffalo at Houston, absolutely free because I want to earn your business. I want to put money in your pocket first. And let me tell you something, Scoot. Any single client that I've had since week one of the football season, a $500 better right now, Scoot, is up $15,000. $1,000 better right now.
Wait. $500 better, not $1,500, is up $15,000?
That's right. A $500 better is up $15,000 since week one of the NFL. That's how strong the information has been so far this season, Scoot, because when these games like tonight that are isolated, where there's only one game on the board, the information comes in so strong that we're having our clients move 4 to 5 times their normal wager. And let me tell you, folks, I'm giving you the information for free. I'm here. I want to help you. The only thing you people need to do is pick up the phone and dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You get Buffalo at Houston absolutely free. And I'm telling you, folks, I love this game. Let me put money in your pocket heading into the weekend.
Okay, I want to remind you that, like, Kevin Todd is really different. He's different from everybody else that you hear. Because Kevin is dedicated to turning betting into a business. And he's going to give you a free pick in just a moment. This is a free pick for our audience. It's not a game that you're going to be emotionally involved in. And, you know, you can bet on the games that you want to be emotionally involved in. But this is a game that Kevin is sure that he's right on. He's going to give you the free pick. So bet on it, even if you're not emotionally involved in it, because it's a chance to win money. And again, nobody gets it right all the time, but Kevin is incredibly accurate with this, and he's got really sharp inside information.
And you said something really good there about emotionally involved. A lot of people, they won't bet against their favorite football team, whether it's college or pro, or they won't go against a team because my son goes to that school. Listen, it's not about what school you went to. It's not about my son goes to this school. It's about basically me making you money. Folks, if you let me do my job, you play my games and my games only, because it's less games, more money. I'll release anywhere between 4 to 6, at the most 7 games in a week. I have my clients maximize the entire game to where they could put as much money as they can on these games. And I'm telling you, folks, tonight's game, there's going to be over $10 million wagered on this game with the information that I have on this game with all my clients, Scoot, and I'm giving it to your listeners for free. All they need to do is pick up the phone and dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. If you want to make money tonight in this football game, you pick up the phone and you give me a call.
All right, give us the free pick this weekend, and it's in college football. You got a free pick for the audience.
That's right, I absolutely do, and it's under the Friday Night Lights. Now, if you remember, last Friday night game I gave you was North Carolina on the road at Syracuse. I said, take the +3 there. They're going to win the game outright,
yep,
and they did.
They did.
And this week again, I have a game. When you look at this game, you're saying to yourself, WTF. And it's not the WTF with the bad word. You know what I mean by WTF? Wrong team favorite, Scoot. Okay? This game is UNLV is playing Hawaii. Hawaii is one of those teams that no one even knows because people aren't even up late to watch these games. But let me tell you, they are a very good football team. They outgain offensively UNLV by almost 100 yards per game. And I know about UNLV. Listen, they were one of those hot teams. They started out 6-0, but since then they're 2-2 and they're 1-3 against the spread UNLV. They're playing a hot Hawaii team. If you remember last time they played San Diego State at home, who was the best team in their conference, top 5 team in the country in defense, and they beat them 38 to 10. Hawaii dominated the game. The fact that Hawaii is catching 3 points, they're playing with revenge because last year, Scoot, they lost 29-27 against UNLV, and UNLV scored a late touchdown. I'm taking Hawaii here +3, not only to cover the game, but Hawaii's probably going to win this game outright, but we're going to take the +3. But more important, Scoot, it's about tonight's matchup. Buffalo, Houston, it's yours absolutely free, folks. I'm telling you, this is one of my inner circle plays. I'm having my clients move 4 to 5 times their normal wager. All you have to do, folks, is pick up the phone and dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. Or, Scoot, they can go to my website, thesportsbrokers.com. They can read up about me. They can see who I am. Do your due diligence. Opt in. A broker will call you back. And not only that, Scoot, they could buy picks right online.
Yeah, and look, I love this concept, which is different from everybody else, of turning betting into a business. And look, results are going to vary with everybody. But if there's a $500 investor in the beginning who's up $15,000, can you just take that money anytime you want it?
And listen, it's not my money. It's your money. It's basically... It's their money that I've made for them, okay? It's like if they opened up like a stock trade account, like a TD or whatever it is, that money's theirs that they bet, and they go to watch their bankroll grow. That's what I do. I build people's bankrolls. And I'm telling you, folks, tonight's game, I love it. Because remember, if I lose this game tonight, you will get the remaining month of November absolutely free. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain. I won't be on air next week, so I want all the listeners and you to have a great Thanksgiving. And let me tell you, the holidays are coming, Scoot. I'm telling you folks right now, with the games coming up and the bowl games, this is the time to get involved, okay? Yep. My bowl game last year record was 12-2 in the bowl games. And there's over 40 bowl games, but I pick and choose the games where I know that I get the right information, folks. And I always tell you, less games, more money. Be a part of something special. Tonight it starts. Let me build your bankroll. It's Buffalo at Houston. Yours free, 888-320-7517.
That's 888-320-7517. Again, nobody wins all the time. But look, Kevin is 18-7 on Thursday Night Football. Last year on the bowl games was 12-2, giving you the free pick of take Hawaii +3 against UNLV. It's a Friday night game, and a lot of people are making money. So, Kevin, thank you for what you do, and thank you for joining us here on WWL. And have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, thank you so much. I want you to have a great Thanksgiving, Scoot. You, your family, everybody there, the producer, the whole entire city, all your listeners. And I will be back in 2 weeks to make your listeners more money.
Can't wait to talk to you then, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right, here's the number again. It's 888-320-7517. 888-320-7517. It's all about, making the money, betting smart. All right, I'm Scoot. We're going to come right back, and you're listening to WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, you know, the baby boomers were all about, sex and drugs and rock and roll. And on this day in 1976, the song by Captain and Tennille peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It's titled Muskrat Love. And this is apparently the sound of two muskrats going at it. And, they're having fun. But, how did this song get into the top 5 of the Billboard Hot 100 chart? I mean, I remember playing this song. I was on the air doing music radio in 1976, and I played this stupid song.
Sex sells, even if it's muskrats.
Well, I know. I mean, I thought it was stupid at the time. I think it's stupid now. But I mean, even the concept of muskrats, boinking was popular back then.
I'm trying to press buttons, but I'm laughing too hard. I'm hitting everything.
Oh, my God. No, it's just really, really pretty silly. But, the song peaked at number 4. That it says a lot about America. All right, I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. Let's see. What else do we have to do? Oh, I want to mention, I'm going to go to the meeting. There's a board meeting tonight. It's at the Lakefront Airport, second floor. It's a meeting about music at the lakefront. And there are two people who think that what they want is more important than what the rest of us want. And it's not like we're bothering them. They went to one person's home on the other side of the levee from Felix's. And the police went out there with and they had the decibel meter. And whatever this person was complaining about was a false complaint. But I don't know. You know, so there are people in that area that have influence. And maybe this person has influence and she's been able to bring some problems to Felix's. It was just a legitimate business at the lakefront West End trying to bring music back to the lakefront. And it was back for a while between Felix's and the Blue Crab, live bands out there on weekends. And I've been out there a lot of times and the music is not that loud. And then there's somebody in the condos across the way, and this person is making up all kind of excuses. What this is, basically, is people that might have a little money, and they want to tell other people how to lead their lives. There are other places to live. And when the police showed up at this place, this person's house across the levee, they said that they're not doing anything wrong. I mean, the decibel meter was low enough to where there was no problem. So, you know, what are you complaining about? I mean, are you so stuck up? You're not having fun? You don't want anybody else to have fun? I don't know. I'm going to go to this meeting and just see what this is about, and I'll have a chance to talk about this. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Hey, Jimmy, what do you have for us?
Hey, I actually got something for Coleman, since he likes wrestling so much. He probably knows this already. But they're having the Revolution Rumble this Saturday at the Ilario Center, Coleman, with JBL. The
I already got
Man
my tickets.
Be there.
You do? You're going to be there?
Yeah,
I had my tickets last time they was at the Ilario Center, so I've been planning this since the last time they was at the Ilario Center, yeah.
Are you going to be cheering?
I'll be front row, just like I was last time. One of our friends saw you in the restroom and was like, yeah, Jimmy and Gretna, I just saw him going to the restroom. I said, all right, hide me.
I got a face for radio. I promise you that. Okay.
No, Jimmy, you're a good looking guy. I've met you. You're a good looking
guy.
Thank you.
All right. And with all due respect to our heterosexuality, and I'm married with kids and all that. All right. Look,
I'm not hitting on you. I'm just simply saying you're a good looking. I'm content enough with my masculinity to say you're a good looking guy.
I'm not denying what you're saying at all.
All right.
But anyway, a couple things. Lots of stuff going on. And yes, keep putting the spotlight on the Pelicans. It's not so much a matter of Gail Benson wanting to move the team as much as it is Adam Silver possibly. Scoot. Adam Silver's not as sold on New Orleans being a basketball city as David Stern was after Katrina, from what I understand. We have 5,000 in the seats. Yeah, last night Jokic was there. But, yeah, you're doing a great job spotlighting it because this is – if Derek Queen works out, it might save the franchise because this is the thing. They're not going to expand the NBA and start new teams in Vegas and Seattle and Kansas City. They're going to relocate the bottom dwellers. And if we're a bottom dweller, Gail Benson is going to be told by Silver, hey, look, you got a 70% empty arena. It's time to move. But look, let me rip off some of this good stuff coming up. And listen, this weekend, Atlanta Hawks are playing the Pelicans Saturday night. So it's an Atlanta weekend. And you're going to like this culturally, Scoot. Do you know who owns the Atlanta Hawks? I'll say it really quickly. If you remember the movie Lost Boys,
yeah.
The woman who played the character Star, she actually owns the Atlanta Hawks, Jamie Gertz. She married a multi-billionaire. She might be in New Orleans Saturday night. But, yeah, it's an Atlanta versus New Orleans all weekend, the Atlanta Hawks versus the Pelicans Saturday night. You got the Saints and Falcons. Tickets obviously are cheap on the secondary market. You got the Revolution Rumble at Ilario Center Saturday that Coleman's going to. Stormy Daniels is in New Orleans Sunday doing some kind of speakeasy question. And I forgot what venue that's at, but they got a lot of concerts. ZZ Top, dude, tomorrow night in Baton Rouge, and you got Queens of the Stone Age tomorrow night in New Orleans.
All right, Jimmy, thanks for that. I do have to get to a break right now. On the Scoot on the calendar, it was on this day in 1955 that Bill Haley and the Comets began 2 months at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart with Rock Around the Clock. It was the first rock and roll song to hit number one in the U.S. and in the U.K. I'm Scoot. We'll go to break with this, and we'll be back to wrap up the show on WWL. So there's talk about this driverless rideshare car, Waymo, coming to New Orleans. They're testing it here. I was in a couple of Waymos in Los Angeles earlier this year, and I posted a video of me in a Waymo vehicle. It's on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Check it out. Comment if you want to. It's really kind of scary. But the video's on Scoot on the Air Facebook. All right, coming up next, it's Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller, Weekend Kickoff, Special Edition Sports Talk Live from the Treasure Chest Casino. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Ho, Coleman, Dan Barron, Chris Miller, Courtney P., and you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.